the worst he's ever had.
The president also tells CNBC he's ready to slap tariffs on every single product imported from China to stop that country from taking advantage of the United States. On Twitter, he's calling what happened in Branson, Missouri, a tragedy and a great loss. A tourist duck boat flipped and sank in bad weather. More bodies have been recovered this morning.
Divers found the bodies in Table Rock Lake, where the Ride the Ducks tour boat capsized on Thursday evening. That brings the number of dead to 13 and range in age from 1 to 70 years old. Four of those people are still missing. There were 14 survivors. Severe thunderstorms are being blamed for that accident, and the National Transportation Safety Board is investigating.
Fox's Tanya J. Powers. Fox News. We report. You decide.
The Rich Thomas Weather Network is brought to you by Montgomery Subaru. The experience you want from a dealer is at Montgomery Subaru. 3000 Eastern Boulevard or on the web at MontgomerySubaru.com.
Montgomery Subaru. Rich Thomas Weather.
Hi, everybody. Our up-and-down rain chances continue. Today, though, storms will be few and far between, just spotty storms around, with a high temperature in the middle 90s and just about close to the 105 danger range on the heat index. Tonight, there could be some late-night storms. Overnight low temperature 75. Tomorrow, scattered showers and thunderstorms are a good bet. Not every town will get one, but a couple of the storms could be strong, high around 95. Then on Sunday, widely scattered storms around, high 94. You can track where the storms are and where they're going to be with our free weather app. Plus, if there's any warnings, you'll get instant push notifications wherever you are. Go to the App Store, search Rich Thomas Weather. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Alabama News Network, I'm Andrew James. Here's a look at today's headlines. A Montgomery man has been found guilty of attempted murder. A jury convicted Eric Scott this week in the attempted murder of Jaquan Sanders. Scott faces 20 years to life in prison. He will be sentenced on August 13th. Tallapoosa County authorities are working an animal cruelty case right now. The sheriff's office says someone put a cat inside a mailbox on Goodwater Road over the weekend. The cat was found dead on Tuesday from apparent heat exhaustion. If you can help investigators, call the Tallapoosa County Sheriff's Office. And Tabitha Eisner, the Democratic nominee for the District 2 congressional seat, says there have been cyber attacks on her campaign's main webpage. Many of those attacks have come from Russian IP addresses. Eisner faces off against Congresswoman Martha Roby in November. For more on these stories and others, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm Andrew James.
Hey there, I'm Kim Williams with Alabama Home Mortgage, where we make mortgages easy. It's a new season, which means there are new changes that you should know about. If you currently have a conventional loan, this message is for you. Listen up. If you owe $454,000 or less on your home, then it is time for you to take advantage of the new conforming loan program. Call me at 567-4223. Let's talk about how you could be saving money today. Ring in the new season with more money in your pocket. Now is the time to lower your rate and payment. Why pay more than you have to? Let's talk through the options together to create your very own Alabama home mortgage. Call me, Kim Williams, today at 567-4223 or visit our website at alahomemortgage.com. That's alahomemortgage.com to see just how much money you could be saving with an Alabama home mortgage. There is a difference in mortgage lenders. NMLS 372-374, Equal Housing Lender.
For over 40 years, Headley Plumbing has been fixing the River Region's plumbing problems with fast, affordable service. The pros at Headley are ready to respond anytime you need help, and they charge fair rates for their expert service. They help River Region homes and businesses every day, from repairing leaky faucets, septic tank service, replacing damaged sewer lines, or just unstopping a blocked drain. Trust the experts at Headley Plumbing. Call 285-3667. Headley Plumbing, 285-3667. Remember Headley's motto, in our business, a flush beats a full house.
River Region residents know that Headley Plumbing has quick and affordable plumbing and septic services. You can also find quality metal buildings at Headley Plumbing. A new storage building, carports up to 24 feet wide, even a sturdy metal barn up to 54 feet wide. Headley is your trusted source for quality metal buildings. RV owners, check your warranty. Many manufacturers require that your RV is stored undercover to keep your warranty in force. Call Headley Metal Buildings today at 285-3667 or visit HeadleyMetalBuildings.com.
It's time for news and views from 9 till noon. Montgomery's conversational radio show. To join the conversation, call 272-9228. It's News and Views from 9 till noon, only on News Talk 93.1 FM. Now, here's Baron and Jack.
It's Friday, gotta get down on Friday. Everybody's looking forward to the weekend, Friday, getting down on Friday. Everybody's looking forward to the weekend, partying, fun, looking forward to the weekend. Now we're driving on the highway, cruising so fast, I want time to fly.
All right, guys, welcome back in to News and Views.
Hi, you darn.
I'm all right. I wonder why this headphone jack is all wonky this morning. Jack Campbell, back in action after a Dave Mowry sat in for you yesterday. Did a valiant job, Campbell. But he did not do Jack Campbell.
No. Well,
no, Dave does an excellent job when he's in.
Yeah, Dave Mowry.
Who said that?
That's Dave Mowry.
No, he does not talk like
that.
Yeah,
he does. He's got the strangest accent. Because, you know, he grew up...
He's a military thing.
I know, because they moved around a bunch.
They have this weird military accent. All of them do.
Oh, I know.
And you know what's funny? Even military folks who are, like, from South Georgia, they get in the military, and all of a sudden they end up with this neutral military accent.
I know.
And they all bring it through to ACSC and Air War College when they come through Montgomery and those stationed at Gunner. And they all end up with the same military accent, all of them.
Kind of Midwestern, certainly not New York.
It's almost got a California flair to it, though. Not all Midwestern.
Right.
You can't picture the mustache when they talk about it there. You know. But anyway, we love our military folks. We're glad they're here.
Oh, you daggum right we are.
If they shut down Maxwell and Gunner, Montgomery would...
Why'd you make that face?
It would be bad. To be clear, because this is radio. Oh! I have an announcement for you, Campbell.
Right.
I have an announcement for you.
Specifically for me.
Specifically for you and our radio listening audience.
Specifically.
This radio broadcast will soon be available on a regular basis, 3 hours a day, in video. Yes, amigo. Not that camera. Different camera coming in. But this radio broadcast will be available in video. So you'll be able to see what's going on inside the studio at all times.
Oh, no, so I can't, like, pick my nose.
Well, you'll be able to pick your nose. It's just people will be able to stop it, rewind it, look at it, zoom in,
and see the
quality and size of the booger.
Ooh, that
was it a productive pick?
That was gross.
I'm grossed out, poor Carolyn.
Gross.
I'm sorry, Carolyn. I won't do it again.
Well, now I guess I can't. You know, I've been wearing my boxer shorts.
I know. You're going to have to put pants on.
Gosh.
No longer can we do the show without pants.
Dad gum.
You're telling me. The lovely and talented Carolyn is here answering your phone calls. So if you...
She is like Inspector Clouseau on the phone. Answering the phone.
She's answering the phone?
Phone.
That's not my dog. Our number, 272-9228, if you want to get it. I am so excited. I have been asking, when's the first time I asked for this camera?
Why do you want a camera in here?
I'll explain why during the break.
Well,
I can't explain why outside of the break. But during the break, I'll tell you why.
Okay, Dan.
Well, I mean, there's a specific reason. I can't tell you why over the years.
Well, you know what today is, Baron?
It's Friday.
And what is the deal on Friday about rules?
Let me look. I got a rule book in here.
It's
right here. I got the rule book. Hang on.
360-A, I think.
I see it. Hang on. Let's see. 360-59-60-A. Oh, there ain't nairn.
There ain't nairn. That's why the phone's already lit up, and I would venture to say it's Randall.
And you know what? It is not Randall.
Wow.
I believe it's Todd. Todd?
Well, good morning, guys.
Morning, Todd.
How you darn?
Hey, did I hear right on y'all's last news break that the Democrat running against Roby is claiming the Russians already hacking her?
Oh, my God. It's the stupidest ploy
for Eisner.
Yes, it's the stupidest ploy for attention I've ever seen. She's trying to get national
news. I'm telling you, you can't trust preachers who run for political office.
Is she a preacher?
Yeah.
Where?
I think out on Taylor Road somewhere. That's what I heard.
Buy that for a second. She got Taylor Harden in the district.
I've only had three cups of coffee this morning, so I just wanted to make sure I heard right.
Taylor Road isn't in the district.
She works there. She didn't live there.
Well,
I don't think.
What kind of preacher?
I don't know.
She looks like an uppity feminist.
Well, she does. That chopped off hair.
Yeah. And that smirk, whatever that thing is, she's got.
I wonder if she'll approve the message.
Tabitha Eisner.
I approve this message.
She's going to go up and vote for Nancy Pelosi.
You know, I sent Martha a congratulatory text.
And did you get a reply?
No, I did not.
But like that Jack, is that face ever going to get anyone elected? Look at that smirk. Would you vote
person.
For someone? She's not an ugly person. Oh, she's beautiful, actually. Tabitha Eisner is. But would you vote for someone with that expression on her face?
Not really.
I mean, that's like a cross between angry and, I don't know what
like
that
I
is.
Got something on you kind of a look.
Yeah, or like I'm better than you. I don't want to vote for someone who thinks they're better than
me. What is she saying about hacking?
She's saying the Russians are trying to hack their campaign website. Number of attacks the last 7 days, Russian Federation 13-17, Ukraine 77, United States 40. Well, I don't even know what that means. And you can't even tell that it's coming from her website. Yeah, that whole thing's stupid. But yeah, that's a perfect use of Friday. Bring up Tabitha Eisner. I didn't know she was a preacher. Where's she a preacher?
I think it's out on Taylor Road. That's what somebody told me the other day. So I don't know if I think that or not. I just heard that.
You know, Taylor Road's like almost the geographic center of Montgomery, and you say out there like it's in Atlanta.
Well, it is, in, as far as I'm concerned.
You inside the beltway, or inside the bypass people are just...
No, us blue bloods. Let's say, just be honest.
Well, I call you inside the bypass.
Bypass.
The bypass. Who's this? Fast Eddie.
Yeah, well, her smirk is... I think her smirk is quite appropriate for a Democrat. I mean, that's the way they all feel.
Have you seen it?
No, but I can imagine. I mean, Hillary had an awful smirk.
Yeah, why do they do that? I don't understand.
Well, it just alienates the rest of us, which I think is great.
Well, you can't say Donald Trump doesn't have a smirk.
Yeah, but that's a smirk of victory. Winning! I was actually calling this since her 8th, Aaron, and I couldn't listen to you the day after the election. Big surprise at the... that the traditional black candidates are being drained from the swamp or virtually unknown, which, you know, change can be good.
Yeah, we did kind of talk about it. I wish you'd had a chance to tune in. Alvin Holmes is not in good health. And did
well,
not,
I, mean, I heard yesterday that's just...
Is that not true? He sounds terrible. Did you hear his TV interview?
No.
Oh, my gosh. He sounded like he had a foot in the casket.
What did he say?
Oh, he just said he had a good run. He didn't regret anything they did. He had fun. And he's ready to pass the torch to the next generation. I don't know. Kind of classy.
Kind of gentlemanly.
Yeah. Someone told me her husband is the preacher of a Unitarian church. And here's the quote that follows. Where all the trannies go to church. Is that true, Jack?
Where all the what?
Trannies.
Oh no! I don't know how many trannies we got around.
Is that? But is that what her husband? Because Unitarian in a church. That's a misuse of the word church. You got to put air quotes around church if you're going to do that. I don't know. I'll look it up. We'll figure it out. That ain't on. Is there a Unitarian church on Taylor Road? I know there's one over on Atlanta High.
Yeah, it's next to Taylor Road Baptist, I think.
A Unitarian church?
It's some kind of.
That's the. Silliest
hey,
thing.
Hey
too.
Guys.
Yeah, I'm sorry. We got sidetracked.
You still got me on the. These are my minutes, man.
Yeah, I know. It's no rules, though.
Yeah, well, you're taking them up.
Yeah, I mean, you can hang up and go on with your.
No,
with
no, go
own.
Ahead. We want to hear you.
I was actually calling to hear from you more about Alvin Holmes, John Knight, and.
Well, I told you. I don't think Alvin Holmes is in good health. He didn't campaign, he spent hardly any money. He did no campaign appearances. John Knight, that's his fourth election he's lost in the last 12 weeks. He trailed both primaries. He lost both primary runoffs, so I don't think there was a surprise there. Johnny Ford ran against a very popular, very effective, very well-liked on both sides of the aisle, Peblin Warren. I think that was a fool's mission. It was a
Johnny Ford's been all over the map. for the last 20 years.
Yeah, it was a suicide mission. I mean, so, yeah, to comment on what you're saying, yes, it is a huge changing of the guard in the Democrat Party. There's no doubt about that. But is it surprising? I don't think so. I mean, I think most people would have assumed all three of those people were going to lose.
I heard there were a lot of shenanigans in Montgomery, though, in that race.
Yeah, they were striking people from the ballot, and the registrars in the probate office, I think, have a lot to answer for.
Yeah, yeah.
When your dad's chief political rival is on the ballot, maybe you ought to back out of the calling it. Maybe you got to hand it over to the clerk or something.
Yeah, you know, in fact, when circuit clerks are up for re-election,
yeah,
they're not the absentee election
manager. Yeah, and I just, you know, it's hard if a Reed is the probate judge and John Knight is on the ballot. It's hard to, and there's any irregularity, it's hard to believe it wasn't purposeful, but I don't know. I can't say that for a fact. I don't know. So, I think Stephen Reed's done a pretty good job of that office overall. I mean, the elections office seems pretty staffed and with it, and they pay attention and they address things. So I can't say it's their fault. It just seems weird.
We have a friend who works over there who's been very good at providing us information.
Right.
And I don't mean information we shouldn't have, but if we've ever had a question,
they provide
he's
quickly.
Come through very quickly.
Yeah, and they seem to be on the ball fast, Eddie, over at the probate office. But sometimes the appearance of impropriety is as bad as impropriety. And when John Knight's on the ballot, maybe a Reed shouldn't be counting the votes. I don't know.
Well, I was just noticing that the change in the guard and that side, that they want something different. I wonder if that'll happen on a larger scale across the country, seeing that some of the traditional big-name Democrats, whether it be on a state level or a federal level.
I really don't know what it means. I was trying to, I was talking with somebody about it yesterday, and he said, "What do you think about the big shakeup in the black community in Montgomery?" I don't really know what to make of it. I mean, you know, maybe people just want some new blood.
And those weren't the most liberal, anti-business blacks in Alabama either. And it seems like around the country, Democrats that are not anti-business and that are moderately decent on the economy. I mean, you're not going to get a Republican in every district. So you can't go around hating every Democrat. If you've got a decent pro-business or at least on the fence on business Democrat, and you know by getting rid of them you're going to bring in one of these communist socialists that seem to be populating the younger Democratic Party, this Cortez woman up in
she's wretched.
In New York. If you know that's what you're going to get, then you need to fight to keep the good guys. And I don't know about Coach David Burkett. He may be normal enough, but John Knight was fairly moderate on business issues. And Alvin Holmes, believe it or not, up and down the business spectrum wasn't terrible. I don't know who this next guy is, but I heard his speech, and he was talking about time, basically saying about give the means of production over to the people. I mean, it sounded like a Friedrich Engels speech. So, it's interesting because we like to make fun of Alvin Holmes and John Knight and poke fun of them when they were in charge and, these nasty, mean Democrats. But they weren't the worst Democrats we could have gotten. Keep in mind, when John Knight ran the budget committee, Alabama was 50th out of 50 in tax collections. That was a Democrat-run state with John Knight as the head of the budget committee. And we were 50th out of 50 states in terms of tax collection on our people. We were a very low-tax state under Democrat leadership. It's been the Republicans that keep wanting to raise taxes every year since they've gotten in.
So you think it may be more of a shift to the left than a shift
to
the right?
Yes, I think it's a massive shift to the left in the Democrat Party. That's how I read what's going on.
What do you think about this Italian immigrant underwear model soap opera star running against Maxine Waters? You think he's got a chance?
I'm trying to digest what you said. Italian immigrant underwear soap opera model?
Underwear model soap opera star out in California. He's Republican running against Maxine Waters.
Oh, well, he'll get beat 80-20. That's a solid Democrat district. No chance.
You never know in California what's going on.
He talks a big game, man.
Yeah. He's trying to represent Crenshaw. The Republican's not going to win that district. I'm sorry.
Is he a white guy?
He's Italian.
Oh,
he's very ethnic. Very ethnic. He came over here as a teenager, of course, legally. And,
but you're assuming Democrats go to the ballot box and look at the people on the ticket and say, who would better represent my interests in Congress? That's not what happens. Democrats go and they pull the D. Only ours cross over. We're the only people stupid enough to not support our people.
All right, guys.
Thanks, Fast Eddie.
Thanks. I got to work.
It's not a... Unitarian church, but it is on Taylor Road, Jack.
Okay. What's it?
It's a Disciples of Christ Christian Church. Yeah. And a friend of mine texted and said, my friend that had his twigs and berries removed goes to church there. I'm just reading the text messages I get.
He had two twigs.
Yeah, well, he says twigs and berries.
Interesting.
Plural twigs. I've never seen plural twigs.
I haven't either.
Randall and Lee, sit tight. We'll be with you in a second. It's 23 after.
Across the river region. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Dad, what are you doing?
Cramming for college.
I'm the one going to college.
Yeah, but we need to figure out how we're going to pay for it all.
Discover Student Loans.
Discover does student loans?
Yeah, they're one of the top student loan lenders in the country. It takes 15 minutes or less to apply, and there are no fees for the life of the loan. Best of all, I can earn cash rewards if I get good grades.
Really?
Yeah, we still have time to apply and get a great rate.
So I can just chill. College kids still say that, right?
No one says that, Dad.
Really?
Yeah.
Visit discoverstudentloans.com to apply today. Limitations apply.
It's easy to change a room with new carpet. It's even easier with new carpet financing from the Home Depot. With up to 24 months financing on special order installed carpet with your Home Depot consumer credit card. So make a dramatic change, but make paying for it a little less dramatic. Only at the Home Depot. More saving. More doing. With credit approval for qualifying purchases made on the Home Depot consumer credit card. Not available on the Home Depot Home Improver card. Terms and conditions apply. Exclude services purchased in-home. May not combine with any credit offer. Valid July 19th through July 25th.
Once upon a time, if you had a water leak under your house or a broken drain line, the only solution was to dig. Don't dig a hole. Call Cole. Cole Plumbing can repair any damaged or leaking pipes without digging in most cases. Cole Plumbing relines, repairs, and renews your pipes and with minimal interruption to your routine. All work comes with a limited warranty. Call Cole Plumbing today at 279-8919. And remember, you don't have to dig a hole. You can call Cole. Call 279-8919 today.
Traditionally, plumbers repair defective water, sewer, drain, and other pipelines by digging holes, breaking into floors, slabs, or walls. This type of destruction is a last resort at Cole Plumbing. With our unique pipelining technology, we can eliminate demolition that causes extreme inconvenience, disruption, and expense. Also, it's safer. So don't dig a hole. Call on Cole at 279-8919 or find us at coleplumbing.com. You'll be pleased you did. And remember, when you have trouble with your bowl, call on Cole.
Forevermark is a diamond brand from De Beers Group of Companies, and every Forevermark diamond comes with a promise that is beautiful, rare, and responsibly sourced. This promise is symbolized with the unique Forevermark inscription at its heart. Of all the world's diamonds, less than 1% are eligible to become a Forevermark diamond. Marguerite's Exquisite Jewelry proudly features Forevermark diamonds at its Montgomery location. Visit Marguerite's to light up her smile with Forevermark diamonds. Forevermark, a diamond is forever.
Dad, what are you doing?
Cramming for college.
I'm the one going to college.
Yeah, but we need to figure out how we're going to pay for it all.
Discover Student Loans.
Discover does student loans?
Yeah, they're one of the top student loan lenders in the country. It takes 15 minutes or less to apply, and there are no fees for the life of the loan. Best of all, I can earn cash rewards if I get good grades.
Really?
Yeah, we still have time to apply and get a great rate.
So I can just chill. College kids still say that, right?
No one says that, Dad.
Really?
Yeah.
Visit discoverstudentloans.com to apply today. Limitations apply.
It's easy to change a room with new carpet. It's even easier with new carpet financing from the Home Depot.
with up to 24 months financing on special order installed carpet with your Home Depot consumer credit card. So make a dramatic change, but make paying for it a little less dramatic. Only at the Home Depot. More saving. More doing. With credit approval for qualifying purchases made on the Home Depot consumer credit card. Not available on the Home Depot Home Improver card. Terms and conditions apply. Excludes services purchased in-home. May not combine with any credit offer. Valid July 19th through July 25th.
School's almost here, and no student should ever have to worry about starting school without everything they need. And no teacher should have to buy their own class supplies. Join Blue Water Broadcasting and our sponsors, Capital Chevrolet and Capital City Ace Hardware, to cram our van and help kids and teachers in the River Region get off to a great start this school year. Drop off school supplies such as pens, paper, notebooks, and backpacks to one of our sponsors and help cram the van for Montgomery's public schools. Cram the van from Capital Chevrolet, Capital City Ace Hardware, and Blue Water Broadcasting.
To find out how you can help, visit newstalk931.com.
Into News and Views.
Jack Campbell, Baron Coleman, we're here with you each and every day, Monday through Friday.
How you darn?
Got Carolyn shagging phones if you want to get in at 272-9228. 272-9228. We do have a little news to get through, but it is Friday, and we do defer to the audience on Thursday. This is your, I mean on Friday, this is your day. This is your day. This is your day to be radio experts.
So unless we decide it's not.
Because there are no rules.
So?
And if there ain't nairn, then we can change them. We can institute rules.
But we generally don't.
We try not to. And we genuinely do try to defer to callers. If Monday through Thursday, if you're on hold, you might have to hold through a segment if we have something we want to talk about. Friday, we generally head to the phones unless...
I'm still amazed about this Russian hacking that...
Tabitha Eisner is
talking about
stupid. There's just no way the Russians care to hack her website. I mean, what are they going to do? Change the about me? I don't look like a pretentious, uptight, you know, elitist. I mean, are they going to put pictures on there that make her look nice and soft and warm and attractive? I mean, she's attractive. Don't get me wrong. That's the wrong word. Approachable? Is that how the Russians are going to interfere? I don't get it, Randall.
Well, I mean, she probably got some folks over there in Russia that paid the $50 and...
But it's not like there are national security secrets on Tabitha Eisner's website. I have built these campaign websites. They're plug and play. You put up a few pictures, you put some copy in there, you know, Tabitha's husband's a pastor at a church, you know, and here's what I did in my life, and here's what I want to do when I win.
It was just too... I know the IP address came from Russia. You know, it's one of them type of deals. It's like you already know that you ain't got to do no research. I know the IP address is in Russia. She probably got somebody over there got a Facebook account. You know how it is. Anyway, that ain't why I call. I think y'all be a new rule on Friday. If somebody calls in like Fast Daddy and choking, we need to find out where they're at so we can all come have fun. I mean, they... The Fast Eddie, where you
hanging
out at? Good Lord.
What was wrong with Fast Eddie? I don't understand the call.
Oh, the cough. I was just aggravating.
Oh, he was coughing?
Yeah.
As if he was smoking a spliff.
Yeah. It was pretty funny. It just,
Randall's accusing him of smoking a yurt at 9 o'clock in the morning.
No, I was just... I want the address. That's all.
Not accusing. I'm just asking.
Yeah,
and am I invited?
Am I invited? These are my minutes, y'all running out.
And he did think he was on the air a lot longer than he was. Like, time had slowed down a little bit for him, now that you mention it.
Anyway, but Jack, now I just called and said hi. Since I disappointed you, I wasn't the first caller this morning. I really
No, I was shocked.
Well, I'm trying to pace myself. I'm really... I really have lost control of what goes on up there. So that's what they say about social media and texting. You can say what you want to say because you can take your time. But hey, the thing about it is, you can go back and see what you didn't say when you didn't take your time. So I think I haven't been taking my time here lately. So I've tried to cut back a little bit. And you made me notice that more than anybody, and I appreciate that. Because if it took you 4 years to get tired of me, you know, it might not take somebody that long.
He's not tired of you, Randall. I can assure you.
I'm not tired of you, Randall.
I know you ain't, brother. I love y'all. Man, I'll see y'all.
We appreciate it.
Thanks.
Bye. Thanks. Our number, 272-9228, if you want to get in. Lee.
That's for Donya, comrades.
That, too.
Something Russian, bro. Vodka, that's the only Russian word I know. What other word do they have?
They may have hacked her website and put pictures over in the meat Tabitha section that actually made her look friendly.
Well, that's what I was getting at. I don't know what they would do with a campaign website, even if they successfully hacked it. What would you possibly do with a campaign website? There is nothing of value on there. These things are plug and play. You buy them from vendors who make thousands of these campaign websites every year. You pay a few $100s. You send them some pictures. They put them up there. You send them some copy. They put it up there. I mean, it is nothing. It's not like if you get into her campaign website, you're going to unmask all her donors and unmask all her. I mean, that's not where stuff is stored. You know?
Exactly. So, and you're going to start with the least likely person to win a seat in one of the smallest states.
Let me go ahead and tell you. You know how AP calls elections on given day. You know, we've now counted enough votes, and there's only 23% outstanding, and it would be impossible for this person to overcome this gap. So we're going to go ahead and call the race. I'm going to go ahead and call the race in the 2nd congressional district. Tabitha Eisner gets her ass whipped. And the Russians weren't the reason why.
All of this hacking for nothing. So much time and effort. What is going on?
Comrade, what you wasting time for?
It's crazy. Look, radio guy predict election. Why wouldn't we hack radio guy?
If you're listening, Mr. Russia, please don't hack the radio guy.
But Friday's no rules, and I got a spam mail from Disney. So I figured I'd call in and ask a very fundamental question.
All right.
Why does Mickey have bottom and no top, and Minnie has a top and no bottom?
I think
that's how they're dressed.
Yeah, no.
Mickey just has shorts on.
I don't think Mickey's complaining.
I'm just saying. You know, these are children we're dealing with here.
We've got half-dressed
mice running around doing God knows what.
I've never noticed.
That's something to think about. Anyway, yeah, that's really all I had.
Yeah.
Later, guys.
Thank you. Why does Minnie not have on pants? Maybe she's wearing just a short dress. It's a summer dress or something. Let's do this. I got to take a break or I'm going to get fired. 272-9228's number if you want to get in. 272-9228. If you're on hold, sit tight. We will get with you during the next segment. Everyone on hold will be heard from during the next segment, including Fast Eddie, who's calling back, I'm presuming, to defend himself.
Is Fast Eddie back on the phone?
Yes. Well, he was just called a dope head. He's got to defend himself.
Want to carry News Talk in your pocket? Download the News Talk 93.1 app from the App Store. Available on iPhone and Android. Never miss a moment. Download now.
Hey folks, Bruce Holding with CTE Outdoor Power. Is this your summer for a lawnmower upgrade? If so, come by CTE and check out the full line of Honda self-propelled walk-behind mowers. Now, you know that Honda mowers are great, but did you know that CTE has Honda self-propelled mowers on sale starting at only $399? And did you know Honda mowers are backed by the industry's best warranty of up to 5 years? So, why buy your Honda mower, or any mower for that matter, from CTE? Did you know that CTE can
double any mower's engine warranty? That's a 10-year warranty on certain Honda models. And we can add 2 years to the mower's warranty. Did you know that when you purchase a mower from CTE, you can get free pickup and delivery and free blade sharpening for as long as you own it? And if your mower visits our service department, you can receive our 7-day repair guarantee. Now, where else offers all that? CTE Outdoor Power, I-85 at Perry Hill Road, and CTEOutdoorPower.com, where for 20 years, we support what we sell.
Sounds like a job for AC by Lou Choir.
It's time for Christmas in July, and the folks at AC by Lou Choir have been extremely good this year. Instead of waiting until December, I'm bringing some early presents to pass on to you. Choose from a free Yeti cooler, Wi-Fi thermostat, or air cleaner. Purchase a new carrier system and get your pick. Also get 0% financing with approved credit. Plus, Lou Choir and Montgomery Humane Society will give the gift of forever when you purchase a new AC system. We'll pay 100% of the adoption fees. Get the details on Christmas in July at acbyloquire.com. Turn to the experts at Carrier Lou Choir and feel like it's Christmas early. Get a free Yeti cooler, a free Wi-Fi thermostat, or a free air cleaner with purchase of select new carrier systems. That's acbyloquire.com. Ho, 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 on, Donner and Blitzen. Oh, I think Santa needs a stronger sunscreen. License number 84417.
Sounds like a job for AC by Lou Choir.
Hey guys, Baron Coleman here for my friends over at 4 Healthy Pets. 4 Healthy Pets is the River Region's home for healthy pet foods and supplies, and it's a refreshing alternative to that big box store experience. Instead, 4 Healthy Pets offers high-quality products that include premium kibbles and canned foods. 4 Healthy Pets strives to find products made and sourced right here in the USA. 4 Healthy Pets is located on the Atlanta Highway, just up the hill from Faulkner University, in the HealthWise Foods Shopping Center. If you have any questions, you can check them out online, 4HealthyPetsOnline.com. 4 Healthy Pets, 4 Healthy Pets.
I'm having a hot flash, a tropical hot flash. My personal summer is really a bummer. I'm having a hot flash. Menopause, the musical, the off-Broadway parody hit that will have you cheering at your seat and dancing in the aisles.
Don't let summer pass you by without seeing Menopause, the musical. Visit asf.net and get your tickets today.
I'm having a hot flash. Ooh!
Hello everyone, Robbie Pelt with Capital City Roofing. If you think about it, your home is your biggest investment in life. Your roof covers your home, so why jeopardize your biggest investment on a roofer you don't know anything about when you can deal with a reputable roofing company like Capital City Roofing? We have an A-plus better business rating and the best manufacturers and workmanship warranties available. We do all residential and commercial roofing applications that are certified through the manufacturer to ensure you get the best material and workmanship money can buy. We also have your project in our best interest before and after construction has been done. Don't hesitate to call us if you have any roofing issues or questions. We will match any of our competitors' price and give you the same great workmanship warranty. We also give free estimates. Give us a call today and let us show you the difference. 277-3311. That's 277-3311. Or you can check us out on the web at www.capitalcityroofing.com. Capital City Roofing. We capitalize the roofing industry.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Wiley Sanders Trucking, right now offering top pay of 45.5 cents per mile and quarterly and annual safe driving bonuses. Apply today at WileySanders.com.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Hi, everybody. Kind of a routine summer forecast today. A good bit of sunshine. Hot day, high in the middle 90s, and just shy of the 105 danger range on the heat index later on. Only widely scattered storms expected today. Many towns will stay dry. Tonight, there could be some late night storms in the wee hours of the morning, perhaps. Overnight low 75. Tomorrow, scattered showers and storms are a good bet. Not every town will get one, but a couple of the storms could be on the strong side, high 95. Then Sunday, just widely scattered storms, high 94. You can follow where the storms are and where they're going to be with advanced interactive radar. Plus, if there's any watches or warnings, you'll get instant push notification wherever you are, even when you're out of town. Go to the App Store and search Rich Thomas Weather. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Welcome back in. 41 minutes
after 9 o'clock. This hour of the program brought to you in part by our good friends over at Midtown Pizza Kitchen. Midtown Pizza Kitchen, home of the best pizza in Central Alabama, as declared by AL.com. The best pizza in Alabama, as declared by an online travel magazine that came through Alabama, sampled a bunch of pies and said, whoa, there's something about Midtown Pizza Kitchen. Well, I agree. Two locations right here in the River Region, the High Point Shopping Center in Prattville. Easy to get to. If you're a downtowner, if you work downtown, you can zip up to that High Point Shopping Center in Prattville almost as fast as you can get to the Zelda Place location. And it's convenient. It's easy for you north of the river, folks. It's very, very convenient and easy to get to. So head by Midtown Pizza Kitchen whenever you get a chance. They are very, very generous sponsors of our number one of this radio broadcast. Jack Campbell, Baron Coleman, we're here with you each and every day. It is Friday, Jack. The rules on Friday?
There ain't nairn.
With that in mind, Clint?
Hey, good day, guys. How are you?
Good day, Clint.
How are you?
Hey, Miss Kellen never knew my name when I called.
Oh, she's starting to be part of the family?
Yeah, I think she's a pretty nice lady.
Is she a pretty nice lady?
I've known her 40-something years. she's starting to be nice.
You know, today is Moon Day.
What does that mean?
You go moon.
Oh, today's the 49th anniversary of the moon landing?
We landed on the moon.
Yeah, that's what they say, Clint.
Well, yeah, I don't, but you know why we haven't been back?
Yeah, because it's...
Ain't nothing there.
As technology improves, it would be harder to fake.
No, E.T. said, don't phone home. E.T. said, go home.
Oh, okay.
And don't come back.
No. I am not one of those. Well, let me say, alternately, at different points in my life, I've been one of those who questions whether we went to the moon. But I'll say this about it. I'm intrigued by the moon, fake moon conspiracy. I'm intrigued by it. And the most intriguing reason is because in 40-plus years, we've not gone back. And I don't understand why we haven't gone back.
I just told you why.
If we went, you know, in 1969, the computing that took us to the moon was basically like a protractor and a compass.
I know.
Exactly. And a slide rule. Okay, that supposedly got us to the moon. Now we have supercomputers and self-driving cars and, you know, airbags and all this safety stuff, metal alloys that we couldn't have dreamed of having, carbon fiber. We got all this stuff we've invented since then. I mean, we went up there with some Tang and a slide rule. Exactly. And we can't get back with all this stuff we have now? I don't get it. And so that is what perpetuates the conspiracy in my mind. Just go back. Shut us up and go back. You know?
Well, I just told
you. Find something up there. There's got to be something.
E.T. said don't come back. E.T. said don't come back. But hey, two more things.
Uh-huh.
Two songs you need to add to your bumper music.
Okay.
Black Oak, Arkansas, Dixieland.
Huh?
Dixieland.
Oh, I know what you're talking about, yeah.
Black Oak, Arkansas.
All right.
It's 99.99% guitar.
Okay.
That's what it is. And Nugbush, I can tell a turn.
Nugbush?
Nugbush. Nugbush City Limits. By Ike and Tina.
Okay.
That's feel good music.
I don't know that we can say Nugbush on air, Clint.
Well, that's what the name of the song is, Nugbush.
Well, I mean, I believe you, but there's a lot of names of songs. I mean, Two Live Crew had some songs we couldn't play on air.
Didn't Madonna do a song about...
In Tennessee.
Don't Cry For Me, Ike and Tina.
Yeah, that's what
was
it was.
That? Yeah, that's what I thought.
All right, okay, my last thing, sir.
Yeah.
Everybody I voted for, I mean, they all lost this week. But three I have not heard about.
You said you were going to vote for Christy Edwards.
I did. Did she win?
She did win.
Did you vote for Ricky Pate?
I did.
He won.
And I voted for Sarah Stewart.
She won.
So you're a threefer there.
Okay, I'm three out of what?
Nine? What were there, seven, eight on the ballot?
Something like that.
Yeah. But you know what, Clint? You're a little bit like me. You like the populist underdog candidate. You like the disrupt the establishment candidate. And those people are tough. It's hard for them to win. But that doesn't mean we give up on them, you know?
Absolutely not, sir.
Yep.
I agree.
Thanks.
Have a good day, sir.
Thanks. You know, it's the disrupt the establishment candidates, the insurgent-type candidates, that gave us Donald Trump.
That's right.
And I don't have a problem backing candidates like that at all. And yes, they lose. Some of them lose.
Most of them do.
Most of them lose. But enough of them get through that the establishment has to stay honest and on their heels. Otherwise, you end up with a deep state trying to frame the President of the United States for crimes he didn't commit. Mark.
Hey, I got your TR facts for the day.
Yes, sir. Teddy facts. Teddy facts. I need a hotkey for Teddy facts. I need a
line.
Well,
and I didn't say Teddy because in the last few times I've called, there's been some confusion with the other co-host.
Well, that's just Jack being Jack.
Well, anyway, did you know TR was the first sitting president to leave the United States?
I did not know that. Where did he go?
To Panama to oversee the construction.
I did know
of the
that.
Canal.
Yeah, now that you mentioned that, I did know that. Yeah. How about
but,
that?
Did you read over that article I sent you on Facebook?
Did you send me an article on Facebook?
So that means no, he did not read it.
Let me tell you, I don't read.
Well, it was a really long article, too, so.
I don't read a lot. I don't get on Facebook a lot. And when I do, I'm typically on for like 3 minutes, and I'll look at my messages enough to say, if someone sends me a personal message, I'll send something back. Usually if it says someone sent an attachment, I don't look at it. I'll be honest with you. But I will go back and look at it.
It's about how now the fourth number two at the Montgomery Police Department is their investigation.
I did read that. I thought you were talking about an article about Teddy Roosevelt.
Nope.
No,
nope.
I read that article, Mark. I read that.
At what point in time does Todd think that he needs to change the chief of police? Because once your second or third number two in command is fired under investigation or resigns under investigation, it looks under incompetence on the chief of police. But now it's starting to look like it's incompetence on Todd Strange.
Yeah.
For keeping Chief Finley in there, and he's ascending all these people, and it shows to me that the leadership of the police department needs a change up. Not only just the chief of police, because all these guys were majors and captains and whatnot, they were already leaders in the police department. They just became the number two, and then they started doing things that seemed like being a little corrupt.
So. Yeah. I think the next mayor's election is going to be a referendum on the police department.
You listening there, Jack?
I'm listening. I sure am, Mark.
Well, the reason I think that is because we're already planning that as the theory of the case for the Campbell for Mayor campaign. I'm sorry. I thought you were going to talk about Teddy. I have my own Teddy fact. I had one lined up for you today.
Did you?
What is I did, it? Yeah. We talked last week about Teddy's first wife, Alice, dying on the same day his mother died. And I looked up, and it did say something about the light in my heart has been extinguished or something. That's all he put in his diary for that day.
Yep.
Did you know that Teddy Roosevelt and Alice, I think it was a year or two after he graduated from Harvard, flew to the Swiss Alps, and he scaled Matterhorn with his wife, Alice.
I knew that he scaled Matterhorn, but I did not know he went with his wife,
Alice. Yes, Alice went with him. They hired some guides and got up the mountain. How about that, huh?
What year did he fly?
What year did he fly?
You said he flew to the Alps.
I'm sorry. He probably boated over there.
Yeah, I would think.
Yeah.
You know, have a great day.
Thank you. I don't know how he
got. Well, if you're going to tell a fact, you better tell a fact about the fact.
Well, he may have boated quickly, and you could fly in a boat. You fly over there. Man, he was flying. He was going so fast.
Yeah, I get it.
Okay. All right, Fast Eddie, it's your chance to defend yourself. Were you or were you not coughing on the air?
Two words. Summer cold.
Oh, is that the strain? The name of the strain?
Yeah, actually,
I got some of that summer cold.
Summer cold. It's some good stuff.
Knock you out.
I got this big daddy cup sitting here that's almost out of ice water. And when he gets down to the bottom and it sticks, and you take a swig, and then all of a sudden it falls on your face.
Yeah, all the ice rolls back on your face. Yeah. That's why that crescent-shaped ice is just deadly.
Yeah, that's why I was just trying to clear the airway.
I want to know whose brilliant idea it was to create crescent-shaped ice cubes that are the exact same circumference around the outside or arc around the outside as every cup I've ever drank out of. And they get in there and they block. Then you got to kind of move it with your tongue so some water can get back. It's like drinking with a dam in your cup. Whoever invented that ice cube should be shot and killed if he's still alive.
And when it finally comes through, it all comes through at once.
Yes.
And you cough.
Who drinks out of square things? Nobody. So give me some square ice cubes. They're called cubes, for crying out loud. They're not ice arcs. Give me some cubes.
All right.
So angry.
Well, tell Randall that same ice water in my cup runs through my veins.
All right. Yes, I will let him know. And if you can, next time you're somewhere, if you could pick me up some of that summer cold, that would be greatly appreciated. I'd like to take it home and sample it, see how it holds up. My friends over at New Look Decorating Center, they're on the Atlanta Highway, right where Bell Road dead ends. New Look Decorating, home of Benjamin Moore Paints. Benjamin Moore Paints are the highest quality paint known to man. Benjamin Moore has a paint factory right here in Alabama using minerals mined right here in Alabama. It's up in Pelham. So you can't get more local than buying Benjamin Moore Paint at New Look Decorating. You want to talk about helping the Alabama economy, helping your friends and neighbors? Go to New Look Decorating. Talk to one of their two designers they have on staff. Talk to Brett Lanham. Talk to Brian Carr. Talk to the folks over there. Get the stuff picked out. You will be amazed. You'll be blown away by the experience you have over there. And if you have a painting contractor, don't just throw up your hands and say, go buy paint wherever you want. I mean, you know, who knows where they're going to buy paint? Tell them you go to Benjamin. You go get some Benjamin Moore paint at New Look Decorating. Benjamin Moore paints, the highest quality paints known to man. Go to New Look Decorating. Talk to the designers on staff. Get your house looking good. Your painting contractor can go over there and pick it up. You can go pick it up yourself. Do it yourself. They'll give you a sample, too. Go in there and ask for the News and Views sample. I know what you're talking about. They won't have a clue. But they'll figure it out. We'll be back.
You get with Greg, Rich, Jay, and Emily Hayes, three men and a lady. Mornings, 6 to 9 on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
She's been my support for 53 years, my better half from the moment we met. And now that it's my turn to be the better half, it's good to know there's help.
If you need help caring for someone you love, Kindred may be the answer. Kindred Services can provide you with nursing visits, medications, equipment, medical supplies, and more. If you have questions about home health, hospice, or care after a hospital stay, call Kindred and speak with a registered nurse. See how we can help. 1-866-KINDRED.
Well, I'm with Miss Dot at the Eastbrook Flea Market and Antique Mall. You got something big coming up, Dot.
Customer Appreciation Day. It'll be the 21st of July.
What can we expect from Customer Appreciation Day?
There'll be some great sales going on, as well as the gift certificates and some light refreshments.
You know, Eastbrook Flea Market and Antique Mall is the type of place you can take a day and just explore all the treasures.
Oh, it does. It does. You know, we've got an elevator. We have a handicapped restroom. We've got everything for you, and it's air conditioned.
All right. Give us the information again on Customer Appreciation Day.
9 until 6 on Saturday, July the 21st, there'll be drawings for gift certificates and light refreshments and great sales going on.
What about your regular hours of operation?
Monday through Friday is 10 until 6. Saturday is 9 until 6. And Sunday is 12:30 to 4:30.
That's the Eastbrook Flea Market and Antique Mall, 425 Coliseum Boulevard.
Earnings vary based on your effort. Message and data rates may apply.
Do you want to learn how to make money flipping houses right here in Montgomery? If so, we have an amazing opportunity for you. We're looking for a small group of motivated individuals to join our real estate investing team. You'll learn our simple three-step system for flipping homes right here in the local area. This is Than Merrill, star of A&E's hit TV show Flip This House. My team and I are looking for a handful of people in the Montgomery area who want to learn how to make money flipping houses in your spare time using other people's money. Montgomery is a perfect market for my system, and next week I'm holding a free 2-hour educational workshop where you will learn how to make money flipping homes and how to build long-term wealth with income properties.
To get two free tickets to Than's workshop, text your 5-digit zip code to 82,000. Seating is extremely limited, so text your 5-digit zip code to 82,000. Text in the next 10 minutes, and you'll also reserve a free copy of Than's Money for Deals guide. Just text your zip code to 82,000.
Everyone knows your health is important, but so are your finances. For help with your physical and financial well-being, tune into Health and Wealth, weekdays at 7 p.m. on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
All the headlines the mainstream media won't touch. Your News Talk station. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
one of the great rock and roll songs of all time, in my humble opinion. Our number, 272-9228, if you want to get in. Jack Campbell, it is Friday.
How you darn?
That means we will cover news when we have a chance, but we defer to the people on Friday. So if you guys want to get in, 272-9228, the day is yours. We will take your calls. I do want to tell you about my friends over at Belmont Assisted Living, because I was just talking to one of the folks here about Belmont Assisted Living. It's a great place. I mean, it is a true...
Anita Black.
My friend Anita Black over there, yeah. It's a truly a great place. You want to get in touch with them, you can call them, 273-0110. 273-0110. You could just drop by in person. Now, the office is in the building on the right. There's two buildings, one straight ahead, one on the right. Go to the one on the right if you just drop by in person, just unannounced. But go into there. All you got to do is walk in, talk to the folks. Tour. It's a great, great facility, and you, trust me, you will feel good about having a relationship with Belmont Assisted Living. If you have any questions at all, you can check them out online, belmontassistedliving.com. It's just absolutely darling and charming. I was just over there last week. Absolutely fantastic. So when you get a chance, belmontassistedliving.com, 273-0110, or check them out in person on Copperfield Drive, East Montgomery, across from Baptist East Hospital on the other side of Taylor Road.
Why you rear your head up? Because I'm giving you the look.
You gave me the look like you wanted to talk, so I'm yielding.
It
wasn't a head
after
up.
After 4 years, we kind of know each other across the board.
Yeah.
Somebody just texted me that they have reason to believe Tabitha Eisner was a Bernie delegate.
Bernie Sanders. That doesn't surprise me.
Me either. That's interesting. Martha won't put that around her neck, will she?
Why wouldn't she?
Well, that's what I'm saying.
Yeah. See, too many choices. I like when Joey does this. Too many choices. Too many choices. Crawdad.
My Sharona.
Isn't that a great song?
Man, I tell you.
One of the great rock and roll songs of all time.
Loved it. Loved it. There was another band that was out about that time called Detective.
Now, you made that up.
I did not. No. Actually, They debuted on the Swan Song record, which is the same one that Jimmy Page and Zeppelin used. And if you ever get lucky enough to find that Detective, good luck finding that now. But if you do, I think you'd like it. There's a song on there called Wild Hot Summer Nights. But I wanted to say something very important, because this is Friday and there are no rules.
Okay.
Okay. Did you like King Crimson?
Yeah.
One More Red Nightmare. I dare you to play it.
Okay.
Please. I love it.
All right.
How you doing, Jack?
I'm fine, Crawdad. You're one of the most random callers. I love it because you know a lot about music that I've never heard of.
I don't know anything compared to my little brother, who he knows the other half. His nickname is Tangent. He can't stay on one track for more than a minute or two before he's off down some path doing something. Chippewa Tree Service.
Yes, sir.
And I need their phone number.